paragraph Dalid, Vizeh Bechinas Bigdei Tzemer Ubigdei Pishtim. And this discussion that we just had now is tied into the concept of garments of wool and linen. Ki Bigdei Tzemer Zeh Bechinas Oyer HaTzadik. Because garments made out of wool, they symbolize the light of the tzaddik. Dahainu ma shehatzaddik mamshich oyer godol boilom mimokim shemamshich derech levushim nifloim. This refers to the tzaddik bringing a very, very high level of light into the world, coming from an incredible high place, and he brings it via all kinds of coverings and garments. Shezehu bechinas bigdei tzemer kanal. That's the symbolism in these garments of tzemer. Shehem nimshochim bechinas tikunei dikna. As we mentioned earlier, tzemer, the whiteness of wool, is similar to the white beard of an elderly person, which is a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah. Tikunei dikna refers to the highest levels of light, of Hashem's light. Shezeu bechinas oyer hatzadikana. That's the light of the tzaddik. That's where tzaddikim get their light from the highest places. Ubigdei pishtim, whereas garments made out of linen, flax, ze bechinas ho'oretz, hamafsik milirois oret tzaddik. That symbolizes the materialistic world, this physical world that blocks us from being able to see the light of the tzaddik. Shehem bechinas klal kol hamenios v'mesochim v'mafsikim v'makvim eliskarav milirosor tzaddik. This refers to all the obstacles and barriers and interruptions and that prevent a person from coming close to and seeing the light of the tzaddik. Shezeu bechinas pishtim. This is linen. Shu bechinas dinim u'gvurois. We mentioned already several times that linen is associated with gvura, midas hadin. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'ho'ish Gavriel lovush badim. The angel Gavriel, who represents gvura, was dressed in bad. Bad means linen. Angels wear clothing. Obviously, it's referring to something on a higher level. U'mibechinas dinim u'gvurois. Mishom nimshochim kol hamoinim v'makvim. And it's from the place, from the sources of din and gvura, that's where all the obstacles come from. Sheboim machmas gashmias ha'oretz v'chol asher aleh, which are a result of all the materialism, all the physical desires of this physical world and everything that's in it. Kikol hagashmius nimshochim mebechinas dinim, shehim bechinas tzimtzumim, shemishom kol hagashmius, shemehem kol hamaakvim amoinim. Because the whole physical world, all gashmius, materialism, comes from the left side, from midas hadin, which is tzimtzum. We know when we daven for parnosa, in Shmon Esrei, ato gibor le'olam Hashem, the bracha for Geshem, mechalkel chayim bechesed mecham sam. It's in the bracha of Gvurois. Masechet Tainis begins with mazkirin Gvurois gshamim. We've mentioned it many times. The gashmius comes from the left side, from din. Avol beemes. So therefore, all the gashmius of this physical world represents the barriers, the obstacles blocking us from coming close to and seeing the light of the tzaddik. Aval be'emes, gam ze tzrichin mo'id. However, the truth is that this is very necessary. Ki akol atoiva, because it's all for our benefit, kanal, as we showed earlier. Because without that, you don't have kelim. Remember what the saying that they say in Mea Sharim? No pain, no gain, right? Person wants to they want to develop their muscles. It's only if you're fighting opposition. The more weights you put on the machine that are that are trying to hold you down, that are fighting you, and you're fighting against that. You're fighting harder. To pick up 100 pounds is much harder than picking up 50 pounds. You start off with the 50, and then in order to lift up the 100, you have to double, you have to push twice as hard to do it. That's what's going to make you stronger and better. And Baruch Nias, it's the same thing. And that's why we're forbidden to combine wool and linen in a garment. Because as long as the materialism, the physical world, is far from the wool, it's far from the light of the tzaddik, it can't block and hide the light of the tzaddik that much. Whereas when you put the linen right in front of, together with the wool, in the same garment, then it's like we mentioned earlier, when you put that coin right in front of your eye, it blocks the eye completely from being able to see past that coin, from being able to see the light of the tzaddik, to the point where the light of the tzaddik becomes completely hidden from the person. As we explained earlier, she'ikar ha'alomas oyer ha'tzaddik, that the main thing that blocks people, that prevents people from being able to see the light of the tzaddik is the materialism of this world is right in front of their eyes and therefore blocks them from being able to see that great light of the tzaddik. And it's for this reason that we have to distance the linen from the wool in our clothing. So that the obstacles which are represented by the linen should not spread themselves out right in front of the light of the tzaddik, Shehu oyer ho'einayim, which is the light of the eyes, shemishom bechinas tzemer, which is where this wool is connected to. Ki ikar oyer ho'einayim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us the connection between the light of the tzaddik and the light of the eyes. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran gave the example that if I want to see something, I'm standing in front of a mountain, not literally in front of it, I'm standing a short distance from a mountain, and I look and I see this beautiful, huge mountain that goes up a couple of miles, Mount Everest, goes up 7 miles into the air, you know, huge, tremendous. I'm looking at this, and I can see it, and it's so big. My little eye, the little pupil of my eye, can take in this whole thing. But then if you put a little coin, a 5 agura coin, a 10 agura coin right in front of my eye, this little 10 agura, nothing, can block my eye from being able to see that whole 7 miles, that whole huge, huge mountain. That was what Rabbeinu Zal said on Likutei Moran. Here on Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal spoke about the gashmius of this world blocking and hiding the light of the tzaddik. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to weave the two together a little better. Ki ikar hor heinayim nimshach me'or hatzaddik. Because the ability of our eyes to be able to see the light of our eyes comes from the light of the tzaddik. Shehu ikar ha'or ha'meir b'chol ho'ilamos. Because the tzaddik is the light that shines in all the different worlds. Oyer zarua la tzaddik. Oyer tzaddikim yismoch. There are many psukim throughout the Torah that tell us that tzaddik is light. Umimenu mekablim ho'einayim, and our eyes receive their ability to see from the tzaddik. V'chol bale oyer lohoyer, and all things that generate light receive their ability to generate light from the tzaddik. U'kemuvan b'mokam acher ba'toyra b'reishis leinei kol Yisrael. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 67, She'ikar oyer hoinayim humei hatzadik, that the main light of our eyes, the main ability to see, comes from the tzadik. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Imran. V'yalkein nikroim hatzadikim einei hoedah. And this is why in the Torah, it defines tzadikim as being the eyes of the Jewish people. Kihem ikar oyer hoinayim, because the tzadikim are our eyesight. They're our eyes. V'ikar ha'oyer hu hadas. And when we talk about light or the ability to see, what we're talking about is the ability to understand. Because if I see something and I don't know what it is, it's like I didn't really see it. If somebody passes something in front of my eyes real quick, a piece of paper, they pass it in front of my eyes real quick, and somebody says, did you see that? The person says, no. What do you mean? How could you not see it? I put it right in front of your eyes. It's true. It did go in front of my eyes, but because it was moving so quickly, I didn't have enough time for the eye to for the eye to capture it and bring it to the brain. In order for me to see something, it passes in front of the eye, and the eye has nerves that go to the brain. It has to communicate it to the brain. Sometimes you pass it so quickly, the eye doesn't have time to bring it to the brain. And therefore, the person doesn't know it. It's like they didn't see it. V'ikar ha'oyer hu hadas. The main concept of light is a concept of seichel, understanding. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ki in Koheles, ki yesh yisroin lachochma min asichlus, ki yisroin ha'oyer min achoshech. The difference between intelligence and foolishness is like the difference between light and darkness. Ukamei shekosuv, and as the pasuk says, vatipokachno einei shnehem, their eyes were opened. Upirush Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says, al shem hachochma nemra. This refers to chochma. When we say their eyes were open before. It means they were given new understanding. They ate from the Eitz Hadas, and then their eyes were open. They had new das. V'ikur oyer hoinayim v'hadas loinitan bodom kiim sheyire v'yistakel be'enov u'bedaitoy la'shem yisporach u'lahat sadikim u'bahatoyru mitzvois. And the only reason why Hashem really gave us the ability to see and the ability to understand is so that we should look at and understand Hashem, the tzaddikim, the Torah, and the mitzvot. Shemehem nimshach ikur oyer hainayim v'adas sheloim. That's where a person really receives his vision, his understanding. Kedei sheyuchal lirois oyram haniflo, in order to be able to see their incredible light. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, einecho lenoichach yabitu. Your eyes should look in front of you. They should look in the right direction. Avol Hashem Yisporach nosan bechira l'adam. However, Hashem has given man free choice. Vikra bechira toli bo'einayim. And the first place where a person has to make a decision to choose is the eyes. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'lo yisasuru acharei levavchem. Don't follow your heart. Don't follow your evil inclination, your yetzahara, which is in your heart, v'acharei einechem, and don't follow your eyes. Meaning, how does it get to the heart? It gets to the heart via the eyes. V'dor Rabbi Seinazal, the Gemara says on that pasuk, ho'ayin roye v'halev choymed, the eye sees and the heart desires. Ki gam chemdas halev hu bechinas einayim. Because Rabbi Nosson Zal says now, the desire of the heart is also a concept of eyes. Dehainu einei hadas v'hamachshova shebelev, meaning the eyes of a person's sechel, the eyes of a person's mind and heart, which see the thing, he sees the thing in his heart, v'choymei doy sechashom, and he desires it deeply. That's the whole concept of fantasy. In other words, where even if a person doesn't see something, they dream about it or they're thinking about it. In other words, they're painting a picture in their mind, in their heart, of something that they like very much, something that they crave very much. And in order for us to have free choice, Hashem has placed in front of our eyes all the materialism of this world, all the ongoings of this world. And now man has free choice. If a person wants, he turns his eyes away from all the narishkeit of this world, all the nonsense, the foolishness, the materialism of this world. And then that person is able to see with his eyes the great, wondrous, sweet light of the tzaddikim and the Torah, shemehem kol ha'or, which is where all true light really comes from. But if the person is not willing to turn his eyes away, his eyes and his thoughts from the gashmius of this world, azai gashmius oilam haza oimed befnei einov, then the gashmius of this world parks itself right in front of his eyes, the choitzets befonov, and blocks him from being able to see the great light of the tzaddik and the Torah. This is why we're forbidden to put together wool and linen in our clothing. So that the materialism of this physical world, which is in the category of obstacles, which are represented by linen, din, midas hadin, tzimtzum, that's these obstacles, shelo yispashtu befnei oyer ha'inayim chas v'shalom, so that it shouldn't spread itself out in front of the eyes, in front of the person's eyesight, shenim shochem me'or hatzadik, the eyesight which comes from the light of a tzadik, shemamshichem bo'ilam, which the tzadik can bring into the world, shehu bechinas tzemer, which is wool. Tzemer is the term, the title, for the light that the great tzaddik can bring into the world. That whiteness, that light from the tikkuni dikna.